the body scan practice. So finding a place where you can lie down for the next 15 minutes or so. And this practice can be carried out lying on a bed or on a thick rug or a yoga mat. It may be helpful to use a blanket to keep warm throughout the practice. And if lying flat on your back feels uncomfortable, maybe bending your knees, having your feet flat on the floor, adopting the astronaut position we explored in the session, or if you prefer, feeling free to practice in a chair. So just making the choices that feel right for you to take care of yourself throughout the practice. And taking a moment just to settle into whichever position feels right for you. Maybe taking a couple of deeper breaths just to allow the body to settle into whatever is supporting you. And as best you can, really sensing into the way the body is connecting with the support, the sense of contact here. And maybe allowing your body to sink into that contact, that support. It may be helpful to bring the shoulder blades a little further down the back and just making sure the head feels balanced and the body is aligned. And the practice can be relaxing, but if the practice isn't relaxing, it doesn't matter. The whole intention of the practice is to meet our experience just as it is, as we cultivate a sense of friendly, kindly curiosity to whatever arises in the present moment, using intentional awareness. So there's no wrong way of doing the practice, letting go of any striving or goals, and just meeting our experience as it is in this moment. So sensing into the whole body resting here, just holding the whole body in awareness. Maybe noticing the movement of breath in the body, just in the lower tummy, the chest or the nostrils, wherever you feel the movement of breath most easily. And becoming aware of the gentle movement of the in-breath as the torso gently expands to accommodate the breath. And the gentle release of the out-breath. And any time you want to, you can reconnect to the movement of breath in the body, if that feels right for you. Just anchoring back into the breath. And gently allowing the spotlight of your awareness to move from the breath all the way down through the hips, the legs, into the feet. And maybe first of all noticing the soles of the feet, becoming curious as you focus your awareness into the sensations here in this moment. So maybe noticing temperature, tingling, clothing next to the skin. maybe noticing numbness or lack of sensation. Noticing how the toes feel. Bringing awareness to the big toes, the little toes, and the toes in between. Maybe even sensing the toes touching one another. And bringing awareness up from the soles of the feet, the toes, into the top of the feet. Noticing the shape the foot makes, how the skin is stretched over the bones, the structure here. And gently bringing awareness from the feet up into the ankles. Becoming aware of any sensations through the ankles. The position of the ankle, how the skin feels stretching over the ankle bones. Maybe even sensing right into the ankle joint itself. And maybe no sensations. And any time your mind wanders off, just know that that's a normal part of the practice. It's not a failure. So just gently bringing awareness back to the body or the breath as many times as you need to when the mind wanders. And bringing awareness up from the ankles now into the calves and just exploring the calf muscles, how they feel. They may be in contact with the support or they may be gently resting if your knees are bent. So really bringing a sense of curiosity and awareness to whatever is here. Sensing into the texture of the muscles. And bringing awareness from the calf muscles up to the shins and noticing contrast here between the shin bone, how the skin stretches over the shin bone compared to the sensations and texture of the calf muscles. Maybe noticing the length of the shin bone from the ankle all the way up to the knee joint. And again, noticing clothing next to the skin, temperature, tingling, pulsing, numbness. Not trying to create a special state or feel a particular way. We're just meeting whatever is real in this moment. And allowing awareness to move up from the calves and the shins into the knee joint. Noticing how the front of the knee feels compared to the back of the knee. The position of the knee joint. moving from the middle, the front, the back, the sides. And bringing awareness up from the knee into the thighs. So sensing into the weight of the thighs. Any contact the thighs may be making with whatever is supporting you. Noticing feelings of tension or ease. Just taking your time here to really scan through the physical sensations here. And allowing your awareness to move up from the thighs into the pelvis, noticing how the hips feel. Maybe sensing into the muscles around that complex joint. Feeling the weight of the pelvic bones. The position of the pelvis. Bringing awareness up from the pelvis into the back. So noticing sensations of contact, connection with the support behind you. Becoming aware of sensations all the way through the back, from the base of the spine all the way up to the neck. From the center of the back of the torso all the way out to the sides of the torso. The gentle curves of the spine. Bringing awareness up from the back of the body to the front of the body, noticing the tummy, the chest, the muscles around the ribs, the side waist. And bringing awareness from the torso into the arms. So noticing from the tops of the shoulders all the way down through the arms to the elbow, the wrist, the fingers. Maybe becoming aware of the weight of the arms resting here. The position of the arms and the sense of contact they have with whatever is supporting them. So tuning in to those sensations. Noticing sensations of temperature, tingling, numbness, pulsing. And gently bringing awareness up from the arms into the neck, the shoulders, just tuning into sensations here. And finally, bringing awareness up to the position of the head, resting here. Noticing sensations of the scalp, the hairline, the very base of the skull where the head and neck meet one another. Becoming aware of the muscles of the face, the forehead, the muscles surrounding the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. And expanding awareness out from the face to include the whole body. Having a sense of holding the whole body in gentle awareness here, with a sense of kindness and friendly curiosity. Allowing your awareness to settle onto the area in your body where you feel the movement of breath most easily, maybe in the belly, in the chest, and sensing how the body gently expands to accommodate the in-breath, and how the body gently returns to center, gently deflating as it releases the out-breath. And noticing where you feel this movement most easily. And then starting to bring awareness a little broader, a little further out from the most obvious movement in the body to include the side waist, the muscles of the back, maybe even the whole torso, just feeling an echo of that movement of breathing in and breathing out. And sometimes it can feel almost as if the whole body is involved in the breath, as if the whole body is breathing in and the whole body is breathing out. So just noticing whatever your experience is. And if you want to, choosing to continue practicing here for as long as you want. If you want to bring the practice to a close now, very gently allowing awareness to move into the sense of contact your body is making with whatever is supporting you. Bringing awareness into the feet, the body resting on the bed, the mat or the chair. Becoming aware of the breath, and it may feel helpful to gently move fingers and toes and just very gently allowing yourself to bring the practice to a close in your own time. If you want to, very gently stretching, taking any movement that feels nourishing. And if you have been lying down, be very gentle, maybe just rolling to your side to come up to sitting.